Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. Welcome to it. It is the Bob Rose Show. It is 6:08. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I don't want to work. Biketoberfest, yeah. Of course, it's homecoming weekend. University of Florida, plenty of alum in town. And so the roads will be a little bit busier. And in fact, today, 13th University, that'll be closed off for a little bit because that's where the homecoming parade will take place at noon today. The big game, though, Saturday in the Swamp, Gators taking on Mississippi State. That is slated for 4:15. All right. The weekend is here. The weather's going to be awesome. I'm going to make the trek. That's in I over to Daytona and do a little Biketoberfest thing. And we've also got friends over there we're going to visit. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be a beautiful day to ride. Ace Frehley. When I was a kid, we always said Ace Frehley. I mean, that's what you grew up. But apparently maybe it's Frehley. But, yeah, from Kiss. He passed away. Age of 74. Apparently took a fall. I think it was at home in his studio and, you know, had bleeding and such and went into the hospital. And that was about a month ago, I think, and never recovered. So Ace Frehley, rest in peace. Kiss gave us some good music and a whole lot of fun. And they certainly were big in their time. Absolutely. All right. Government shutdown, day 17. Let me look around. Any end in sight? Is the end over? Nope. No end in sight. So hang in there, my friends. One of your top stories actually broke yesterday, but we'll be talking about it today and maybe for some time. Former White House National Security Advisor John, I got the biggest mustache, Bolton, was indicted. 18 counts related to improper handling of classified materials. I don't have any exact quotes, but I'm pretty sure that he commented on both Mar-a-Lago and when Joe Biden, they found some stuff in his garage, you know, behind the Corvette there in boxes. Yeah. And he made, you know, comments like, you can't do that. Really? And you're a former national security advisor. You know you can't do that. You've stated that you can't do that, but it appears you may have done that. Yeah. I think his attorney at one time said, well, some of these documents, you know, for writing a book, and he had permission. Now, it wouldn't say classified on it anymore. It wouldn't say top secret, etc. Anyway, we'll see what happens. Innocent until proven guilty. But according to the indictment, 8 counts of transmission of national defense information and 10 counts of retention of national defense information from on or about April 9, 2018, through at least or on about August of 25, Bolton abused his position as National Security Advisor by sharing more than 1,000 pages of information about his day-to-day activities as a National Security Advisor, including information relating to the National Defense which was classified up to top secret, with two unauthorized individuals, namely individuals 1 and 2. I mean, that's all they're going to give you in the indictment. Bolton also, this is according to the indictment, also unlawfully retained documents, writings, and notes relating to the national defense, including information classified up to top secret level in his home in Montgomery County, Maryland. Yep. And those documents that were transmitted to two individuals, according to the indictment, revealed intelligence about future attacks by an adversarial group in another country. A liaison partner sharing sensitive information with the U.S. intelligence community. Intelligence that a foreign adversary was planning a missile launch in the future. A covert action in a foreign country that was related to sensitive intergovernmental actions. I mean, you get the idea. Sensitive, secret, classified, etc. And he knows better. But again, maybe there is some sound reasoning where he can possibly defend himself. And they wanted to make sure the DOJ said, this is not weaponizing government. Don't even go there. This is a serious situation. And here you go, FBI. Investigation revealed John Bolton allegedly transmitted top secret info using personal online accounts and retained said documents in his house in direct violation of federal law. That came from FBI Director Kash Patel. He said the case is based on meticulous work from dedicated career professionals at the FBI who followed the facts without fear or favor. Weaponization of justice will not be tolerated, and this FBI will stop at nothing to bring to justice anyone who threatens our national security. AG Pam Bondi said in a statement, there is one tier of justice for all Americans. Anyone who abuses a position of power and jeopardizes our national security will be held accountable. No one is above the law. You hear that a lot, don't you? And all the people they said that about. We ever get a perp walk? We ever get anybody really punished? Yeah, not so much. But we'll see. Things could be changing under this administration. Also, and I didn't see this. I just caught it in off of Breitbart. Two alleged Antifa members were indicted by a federal grand jury this week for reportedly attacking an ICE facility in Texas in July. The indictment charged Cameron Arnold and Zachary Evans with providing material support for terrorism, attempting to murder federal agents and assisting officers, and discharging firearms during attempted murders. FBI Director Kash Patel marked the moment as historic in a statement after he unsealed the indictment on Thursday. For the first time ever, the FBI has arrested anarchist, violent extremist, and charged these Antifa-aligned individuals with material support to terrorism. This was a planned and coordinated terrorist attack on the Prairie Land Detention Center in Alvarado, Texas, where armed extremists tried to murder U.S. officers on July the 4th. I believe that was the one where, you know, they tried to draw some officers out that weren't armed. And then they had a sniper or two, like in the woods, taking shots. Not good. And you hope maybe you can get these guys to help unravel and follow, you know, the money. Because if we can do that, if we can see that money was, you know, they were getting material support from an entity, if you can prove that, that would probably be pretty big. All right. So that's where we're at on that. Apparently, Mamdani, he had his debate last night with Cuomo and Sliwa, and apparently there was some flipping and flopping, like a little frog out of water. He's kind of a little froggy-looking thing, isn't he? All right. Happy Friday, my friends. The weekend is here. It is 6:16, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Happy Friday. Here we are, 6:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. John Bolton indicted. One of your top stories for classified documents. Ace Frehley from KISS has passed away at the age of 74. Government shutdown, day 17. Well, apparently you had the socialist New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani appeared to backtrack on his position about Hamas laying down arms in Thursday night's mayoral debate. Of course I believe they should lay down their arms, he said on the stage in New York alongside former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo and Republican Curtis Sliwa. Mamdani was responding to a question from a moderator who said his previous answer made to Fox News anchor Martha McCallum was confusing. Yeah, I watched that. You could tell he didn't want to answer that. She asked him, hey, do you think Hamas should lay down their weapons and leave leadership in Gaza, according to the ceasefire agreement that it entered into? He said, I don't really have opinions about the future of Hamas and Israel beyond the question of justice and safety, reiterating that both Hamas and the Israeli military should abide by international law. Really? I'm proud to be one of the first elected officials in the state who called for a ceasefire, and calling for a ceasefire means ceasefire. That's what he said on the stage. That means all parties have to ceasefire and put down their weapons. He knows the difference between the IDF and Hamas. He knows what this, this equation looks like. But his perspective, I mean, he is really, I mean, frankly, by the things that he has said in the past and his family's ties, he's on the side of Hamas. Yep. He said, yeah, all parties have to cease fire and put down their weapons. And the reason that we call for that is not only for the end of genocide, but also an unimpeded access of humanitarian aid. I, like many New Yorkers, I'm hopeful that this ceasefire will hold. Mamdani said he hopes President Trump's negotiated ceasefire is durable and just. Yeah. He was flipping and flopping around a little bit. Look, some of the things he talked about are pretty simple. You don't have to go down that partisan road necessarily. He's talking about buses being free and fast. Now, if you make buses free in New York, you know that that's just going to invite trouble. You're going to have some of the homeless people and ne'er-do-wells basically going to ride on the bus all day long. And what are they going to do? They're going to victimize people on the bus. And the bus doesn't have bus police like the subway does. So that's an issue. That's if you can even afford to pay for it, which you can't. New York City's already in debt. One of the biggest things he wants to spend money is on universal health care. Well, man, when my kids were growing up, yeah, I could understand. It was very expensive. Luckily, we didn't have to use it all the time and a whole lot. We were just very fortunate. We were able to swap schedules around and do what we had to do, you know, obviously putting the kids first. But if you have to, utilize daycare, oh my gosh, it is crazy now. So if this mayoral candidate comes along and says, yeah, I'm going to make it free. I mean, it's hard to not say, well, you know, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, it does sound good. But it's not something he can really deliver on. How can he? How can you do it? You can't. Fiscally, it just can't be done. You can wave a magic wand and say, you know, you magically want all brand new roofs on everyone's house in New York City. It doesn't work that way. And he can't raise taxes unless he gets the legislature of the entire state behind him. That's much easier said than actually done. And even Hochul, the governor, who finally has put her name on his campaign, which, well, whatever, is, I think it's a big mistake, but it's very telling how long it took her to do that. She's not for raising taxes and said she won't. So what's going to give? What about these free supermarkets they wanted to do? Prices would be free or very much reduced. Well, why would you go shop anywhere else? I'd go where the free stuff is. Everybody would. Once again, it is socialist ideas that simply do not work. It sounds great. What is it Margaret Thatcher said? You know, socialism is great until you run out of other people's money to spend. I mean, doesn't get much more simple and straightforward than that, does it? All right. Never miss a minute of the show. Just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Don't forget, Pumpkin Patch is open on 39th Avenue at the Gainesville Church of God. Buy a pumpkin, feedachild.com for more info. And there's other locales where people have their pumpkins out, like in Keystone. I know there's a bunch at the Methodist Church. Looks like they got a good selection. Happy Friday. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Another awesome day, my friends. Welcome, welcome. It is Friday, and it's the Bob Rose Show. Appreciate you hanging out. Hey, lots of things going on this weekend. I talked about that. Homecoming weekend, University of Florida. You've got that going on. Also, next weekend, it's the fifth international car show, and it's coming to the Butler Plaza. So that's Saturday. And here's the thing about it. It's early in the day, so you can still do other things. It's from 9 a.m. to noon, which is perfect. It's only $20 to enter your vehicle. Could be a car or a motorcycle. And it's going to be big. They're going to have at least 120 cars and motorcycles. And I mean, everything. Mercedes, Fords, Ferraris, Lamborghinis. I love looking at that stuff. And I have fond memories, like my dad taking me to the Detroit Auto Show when I was a kid. But here you're going to see, you're going to see some real classics, too, I am sure. And that's going to be a fun time for spectators just to come and stop by and whatever. Doesn't cost you anything. And to enter your vehicle, it's only $20. And all the proceeds go to the local Rotary, which they do tremendous work in the community. For more information, go to shopatbutler.com. shopatbutler.com and look for events, and that's gonna be fun. Did you see the battle of the geezers? Each one of those men yelling at each other, hey, get off my lawn. And then they had to pull the old men aside and say, it's not really your lawn, it is a football field. And they were, of course, talking to Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco. With their combined ages are close to about 175 now. Not really in football years they are. But apparently, if you fell asleep like I did, we missed quite the game. Bengals snapped their three-game losing streak with a thrilling 33-31 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. By the time I fell asleep, I saw Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers looking pretty good. But it didn't turn out that way. Steelers 4-2 now on the year, I believe. Anyway, and while they may be well past their primes, Aaron Rodgers and Joe Flacco put on a show like it was the early 2010s in Cincinnati. They did. They looked good. And apparently, if you missed a game, you missed a good one. So, yeah, the Bengals 33-31 over the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, you know, the more important game, obviously, is going on in the swamp. Tomorrow, 4:15, taking on Mississippi State Bulldogs. And the rumor mill is really, I don't even know. Well, I guess they're still called rumors until it actually happens. But the rumor mill goes something like this. They're going to let go of Billy Napier after the game, sometime after the game, maybe over the weekend, something like that. It's again, rumor, but coming from sources that aren't like me and just take these wild guesses in the dark that every once in a while turn out to be true. Now, who's going to be the coach? I have a sneaking suspicion it's not going to be like a Gruden. I want it to be John Gruden. I've started that rumor, but I'm not sure that's going to happen. You know, they're going to try to find themselves like another Urban Meyer, you know, an up-and-comer who's turned a program around, and they grab him while he's still, you know, climbing the ladder of success. But, you know, that's like catching lightning in a bottle. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But, yeah, if you were going to make, I don't know, if it gets to the point to where it seems like everybody in the know kind of knows, I don't know. Like, how do you coach? How do you coach the game when you know, the axe is going to fall? Although when the axe falls around the same time, or at least within 30 days, the Brinks truck will back up to Billy Napier's house and keep shoveling money out of the Brinks truck onto his front lawn. And it's a lot of money. So it's not like he is, you know, he's not going to be out on the streets, people. We'll see what happens. It is interesting. Top story, John Bolton indicted. Wow. You think he could hide classified documents in his mustache alone? Now, this is a serious thing, serious charges against him. And, yeah, that is definitely one of your top stories for the day. I mean, he was the national security advisor. National security advisor. Oops. Had a few top secret, couple classified documents. Yeah. 18 counts related to improper handling of classified materials. 8 counts of transmission of national defense information, 10 counts of retention, national defense information. And apparently this, you know, was sensitive, very sensitive documents. So we'll see. I know his attorney had come out, Abby Lowell, fairly early on in the, after they went through his house, I believe it was, said something like, because that was back in August when they went in with warrants. But his attorney said something along the lines of, oh, yeah, he had some documents. He was writing a book. Yeah, that doesn't matter. It still applies to you. Oh, I'm writing a book. Yeah. Who's helping you write the book? The people that you electronically transmitted thousands of pages to? I'm telling you, this is serious. So we'll continue to follow it. All right. Mentioned this earlier, KISS founding member Ace Frehley died at the age of 74. Injuries he had from a fall last month. Apparently had like he had a Blaine breed, which after you have a Blaine breed, you start to get dyslexic in your speech, apparently. A brain bleed. And never did come out of that. That was like a month ago. All right, rest in peace. Ace Frehley and Kiss. Yeah, it's okay. You play your Kiss records, tapes, CDs, MP3s. 6:45 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Listen to the show on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps, or tell your smart speaker, play 97.3 The Sky. Oh, that AOC. She's such a silly young lady. Good morning and welcome. It's 6:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Another awesome day shaping up. Yep, and the weekend is here. Hey, we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. So apparently a video came out. This was like, I don't know, October 6th. AOC posted a video criticizing the authoritarian tendencies of the MAGA movement. Have they ever really defined what they mean by authoritarian? Well, the ICE agents going into areas and arresting illegal aliens for deportation? Is that authoritarian? Sounds like you're utilizing the laws that Congress passed. And that's not authoritarian. Are they talking about, I don't know, diminishing the freedom of speech? I would say the left has done a lot more damage to free speech. In fact, President Trump defends it. What about the Second Amendment? Don't even get me started there. Their answer to everything is gun control, like the guns are at fault. A ridiculous premise right from the start. But they can't let go of it, I guess. So, again, I'm looking for this authoritarian thing. I'm not sure what exactly they even mean by it. She did take a shot at former Trump aide Stephen Miller. And encourage people to laugh at them as a form of resistance. Wow, that's classy. And she talked about insecure masculinity. She argued that a political movement predicated on the puffery of insecure masculinity can be dismantled by making fun of its members. Oh, but if we make fun of the concept of trans and there being more than two sexes, they get all upset and offended. Yeah. She clarified that her commentary was not about height or other physical attributes, but about the fragility. In other words, the fragile nature of those who overcompensate for their insecurities. She distinguished this from toxic masculinity, and a term that she purposefully, I think, set aside for this discussion. Look, the Democrat Party, and AOC is very much a part of that, you know, really one of the leaders. They're the ones that they're part of a movement that has been attempting to emasculate the male species for a long time. At the same time, they know if they can destroy, you know, the idea of the patriarch and a male is the head of the home, it helps them to destroy the family overall. And I think that that is part of their aim and part of their goal. And I think she kind of articulates that in a roundabout way without actually coming out and saying it. She said AOC, she highlighted secure men, talking about secure masculinity, secure men who aren't afraid of successful people around them, like President Trump, who are good dads, like President Trump, and who have strong values. She called on these men to join the resistance against authoritarianism. Look, your side is promoting socialism. That's a form of authoritarianism. That's where government seizes more and more control of private businesses. So when you have to answer to the government and they basically take over all the businesses, that leaves you without a lot of freedom, doesn't it? So what is she talking about? Of course, talking nonsense. Yeah. So I guess in May, she put a video out. Well, it circulated of AOC stating that she would not yield to disrespectful men during a discussion about healthcare policy. So it's also interesting, isn't it, that a person who talks about somebody whose masculinity is insecure and they're fragile, isn't it the party of the left that gave us the whole mentality of the United States of the easily offended? Yeah, that's exactly right. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show, live and local. Happy Friday. It is homecoming. Alachua County schools are out today and Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.